Well, Lord, this is a time of year for dreaming. We even have songs that talk about dreaming of a white Christmas, visions of sugar plums, imagining what's under the tree, but also imagining things greater. When a child thinks of the North Pole, O Lord, where exactly is that? When we, O Lord, are filled with thoughts of your kingdom and heaven, where exactly is that, O God? Sometimes it seems like our faith is but a dream. And yet, we sense your presence, O Lord, in the here and the now. And we seek to be drawn not out of this life, but more deeply into this life and into your dream for us. Your kingdom come, your will be done, we pray, as Jesus taught. Your dream. What you are about. How you are, even now, coming to the surface, bubbling up all around us, if only we have eyes to see. O God, help us not to have our eyes set upon outer space where we think heaven might be. Help us, O Lord, to be seeking your light wherever it is that it shines. For wherever we see your light, we are pulled beyond ourselves. Your light, O Lord, illumines our darkness. Your light shines upon our faults, our sins, the ways we fall short of your glory. And, O Lord, our temptation is to hide from the light, to cover ourselves. But your light is not coming into our life to tear us apart, to blow us away, but rather to help us to turn and to walk in the light. May those who sow in tears, and yes, there are many tears in this life, may they reap with shouts of joy, bringing in their sheaves. You have heard, O Lord, our sharing, the things we've said as well as the things that have been unspoken. You know our needs deeper than we know them ourselves. So amid our tears, O Lord, may we not only see, but help us to hear the joy that is there. There, everywhere. This we pray in the name of the one who is the light of the world, the one who is our hope, our peace, our joy, Jesus Christ. Amen.